Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
This is the Fix Your Sciatica Podcast.
Let's talk about the plant substance turmeric and its role in managing pain and managing health. About 3 to 4 months ago, I had the opportunity to interview a really kind young gentleman who was talking all about Ayurvedic health, and we kind of looked at it in the grand scheme of things. Today's guest is actually very, very well versed in actually the use of turmeric and what it is and how it actually helps people. She in fact actually got her PhD in it. And so today I have Dr. Shivani Gupta and she's going to tell you all about herself. So Dr. Shivani, thank you so much for being on today's episode.
For sure. Thank you for having me.
So for the listeners who are exploring the whole Ayurvedic treatments and wellness and want to just explore a little bit deeper, tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you do in your company.
Sure. So like anyone else in the health and wellness world, typically this starts with our own health struggles. I'm from Houston, Texas, and I grew up going to India every year of my life with my parents. And every time I went to India, I was disastrously sick. And so I realized that I had to find a new way to approach my health. Like I was chronically catching colds. I was chronically falling so sick. And they'd give me really strong antibiotics, get me up and running again. But that became a habit of just sickness fix. And every time I went to India, when I'd get sick, my grandma would use turmeric and spices and different herbs and teas to fix me. And I kept thinking, who's right? Like, I don't understand. Both ways work. So who is right? And fast forward to college, I was so sick at some point in India. And they were like, should we hospitalize this girl? We don't know what to do with her. And I looked at my parents and I said, you know what? Before we take one more round of antibiotics and try this way, we're in the land of yoga and Ayurveda. Can we go out and figure out maybe that will help me? And so I went on this quest and I studied under all these gurus all around India, east, west, south. And I realized Ayurveda is this powerful system of health and healing from India. It's over 5,000 years old, and it's really a treasure chest in terms of the level of health that it can help us build. It healed my gut. It helped me dramatically, drastically. And I was like, okay, let me figure out over this lifetime how I'm going to take this system and bring its tools and what it has here to the West in a way that we can use. And so I've started with herbs and spices because usually we want to solve the problem fast. And then what that's evolved into in the last few years is, okay, guys, I know I win at inflammation and those things. Cool. But now I want to teach you the lifestyle, because without the lifestyle, you're never going to hold the result. So I teach Ayurveda so much now to get the entire point across.
Amazing. Yeah. What a journey that you had to go through. You had to experience this sickness, but then also being able to live through both Eastern and Western medicine approaches. And you brought up something very interesting. It's like, you know, the teas and the herbs that you encountered in India worked really well. And even out in the US, when you're going through these antibiotics, they did work. They exist for a reason. And I forgot who I spoke with. And it was probably interesting. It was either I spoke with someone or they talked about it in regards to pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are pretty much the man-made version of a chemical that naturally exists in nature, right? And so a large part, and obviously now being that pharmaceuticals and big pharma, like it's evolved so much where now they're just trying to improve the current chemicals and everything that's out there. But initially, we were able to find these chemicals and compounds found in nature and said, how can we create or isolate that specific compound to make it a little bit more readily accessible? So it is really cool to see the evolution. I'm sorry they had to go through it, but I'm also really glad that it brought you to where you're at today, right? So let's talk a little bit more about how you actually got into, I remember when we first met, you ended up getting your PhD in Ayurvedic medicine, or tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. So I realized that Ayurveda was going to be it. It was the system that healed my gut, taught me self-care rituals, helped me detox. And I went to build an Ayurvedic oil company first because I was like, well, Ayurvedic oil works. It's medicinal. It's beneficial. And I went out to create it. It didn't work out. Couldn't find a supplier who would create what I was dreaming of. And I realized, you know what? I also want to write books. Like, I need to study this in depth before I create more cool things for the world. And I wanted to write books to teach the world Ayurveda. So I embarked on my master's degree in it, and I loved studying it. Like, I could do that master's degree again and again forever until I die. And it would make me happy because there's so much depth and wisdom inside of Ayurveda to learn. Like, that's a never-ending lifelong study. But when I was in my herbology class in Ayurveda, they were explaining turmeric does this and ginger does this and cardamom and cilantro do this. And you're like, what? These are spices. And I sat there and I was like, wow, the super spices are like superfoods. We think of superfoods in the West as blueberries and spinach and salmon and eat those things. And there's all these new ones that come on board and everyone's putting them in their protein shakes and saying that'll give us longevity. But when I looked at the benefits of the spices in the typical Indian kitchen, I was like, whoa, those do the same thing. And I'm already eating them. But then why am I not having the most optimal health yet? And so when I studied turmeric, I realized, whoa, turmeric does pretty much everything I need. My family's diabetic, has heart disease, has Parkinson's, has so many different issues related to inflammation, stroke, and arthritis. And I wanted to prevent that. I also needed something that would rebuild my entire immune system. And turmeric seemed to be the one that could do it all. And so I embarked on a PhD dissertation on turmeric, which took years. But it was so beneficial because turmeric truly has science and more published science every single day. We have double-blind placebo-controlled trials. We have so much literature on the benefits of curcumin from turmeric. And so what most people don't know is out of the entire turmeric plant, only 3% is the curcuminoids. And out of those three curcuminoids, curcumin is the most effective at reducing inflammation. And so when I learned that, I was like, okay, how do we put this in a form that benefits people? And so what I loved about turmeric is it's anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, anti-candida, anti-parasite, anti-H. pylori. So really that list really appealed to me. And then in addition, it has powerful anti-aging benefits. So we know that it causes apoptosis or cell death when cells need to die and go. It kills off zombie cells, these cells that kind of run into everything else and infect them and slow down our whole system. It reverses oxidation. And we know that inflammation is a leading cause of chronic disease. So to me, as I learned about Ayurveda and turmeric, I was like, okay, we have such powerful golden tools in this toolkit and this treasure chest. Let me just pull them out so that we can all benefit, because we're all running around trying to figure out what's wrong with us. And usually that root cause is inflammation.
This episode is brought to you by the Patient Advocate Program. Are you tired of not having support between your rehab sessions? Introducing the Patient Advocate Program, and we're focused on your recovery, and we're offering you 24/7 access to a doctorate of physical therapy. Stop waiting in line to be seen and stop spending hours doing long exercise programs. Imagine being able to get all of your care delivered straight to your phone. Best of all, it's affordable. We believe everyone deserves top-notch relief without breaking the bank. So why wait? Take control of your health today and visit PTPatientAdvocate.com and book your free call with our experts. Very cool. I love the fact that, well, I'm glad that you're going through this journey of like, okay, you wanted to create an Ayurvedic oil company and it didn't work, but then you looked into turmeric itself. And you said, before I create something, I got to research all about it before I get, like, you know, push it out. And I think that's one of the big challenges when it comes to the supplement industry itself. Like, you're going to have some folks out there who are just really big personalities and they just want to sell something. So then they go to some sort of white label supplement company and they slap their face on it being like, hey, take this thing. And the supplement industry is actually quite unregulated, right? And so because of that, you don't, for the most, for many cases, you don't know if you're actually taking, you know, this specific supplement. And so for you to be able to go through it and learn all about it, the ins and outs, and also even just learning about the manufacturing of this, what would we call curcumin? Is it, it's not an enzyme.
It's an extract.
And so we get it from the turmeric plant. So tell us a little bit more about turmeric. Where do people usually find it? Is it something that you eat? What are the common ways that people ingest something like turmeric?
Sure. And you know, one thing I just realized as you were speaking, I never went for the PhD in turmeric to build a turmeric company. I actually just studied it because I was obsessed with what could it do for us. Never occurred to me to create something out of it. I knew I would create cool things for the world. But as I studied the turmeric and wrote this paper, I was like, oh my gosh, turmeric does everything. And so when I finished the PhD, all I did was when people came to me and said anything like, oh, I have a cold starting, I'd say, you can take turmeric for that. They'd say, my knee hurts. I'm like, you can take turmeric for that. It was my family who looked at me and said, gosh, if you're going to say that every day to everybody forever, you should make your own. It wasn't even in my mindset to make something. I was just trying to write books to change the world at that particular phase of my life. But what I love about turmeric is in ancient India and in India in general, we don't use turmeric raw. And I know here in the West, there's very much this mindset of whole plant fresh is better. Yes, that is true in a lot of cases. But for example, in the case of an orange, I'm not going to get enough vitamin C from one orange to get what I need when I'm trying to put 500 milligrams of vitamin C on board for my immune system or anything else. So in the same way, raw turmeric is not thought to have enough benefits for us to use it regularly. We take turmeric and dry it into the spice. So the spice turmeric does have benefits. It is more concentrated. So using it in your regular cooking is beneficial, but make sure you're always adding black pepper or a healthy fat. Black pepper is going to increase that absorption by over 2,000%. We know that when it comes to fats and consuming it with fats, it's going to increase the absorption as well. So you can take any great turmeric supplement with your meal and you know you're going to absorb it even better because you're going to have fat with it. And then we come into the extract world. So regular turmeric has been beneficial for thousands of years. The problem is nowadays with the level of things that cause inflammation, and we've got like environmental toxins, cigarette smoke, inflammatory foods, fried foods, alcohol. I have like a chart I present at conferences. I'm imagining all the size of my chart. Viruses, bacteria, there's so many different factors that'll inflame us. Anything foreign to the body is going to inflame the body. So our skincare, our hair care, our cleaning products, the list to me is endless. So I look at it as the body's under assault. The body is building inflammation. What are you doing to fight against that inflammation and put those fires out on a daily basis? Because it's that chronic, low-grade, persistent inflammation that's wreaking havoc, causing damage, causing problems. And then we're wondering why the body's like giving us so many weird symptoms. And when people come to me and they say, oh, I've got joint pain, I've got this, I've got that, this is just aging. I say, no. This is inflammaging, and address inflammation and then tell me if you've got all those aging symptoms, brain fog, gut disruption, pain, ache, stiffness, fatigue. Let me know if you still have those. And so now when you take turmeric, the powder, and you extract it, up to 3% of the turmeric is the curcuminoids. Out of those three curcuminoids, curcumin is the most effective at reducing inflammation. So when I read that, I was like, okay, well, cool. I mean, there must be someone out there who's making great turmeric and it must work for us. But I couldn't find a company that I could trust because when you look at supplement labels, everyone's playing all sorts of games. There's many supplements that say curcuma longa, 1,000 milligrams. That's regular turmeric powder that you can buy for $3. They took regular turmeric powder and stuffed it in a pill for you. And curcuma sounds like curcumin. And so you're really just confusing the customer. Some people say curcuminoids And you never know the ratio, you never know the proportion, you never know the standardization. And so it's funny, as I was finishing my PhD, everyone was sending me labels and I couldn't understand them because every single one was different. And post-PhD, when I was like, you know what, I am going to make my own. I'm going to go figure this thing out. When I sat down with the owner of my factory, I said, listen, I have one dream. I want all of orthopedic medicine to stop recommending NSAIDs to people like me when we have a problem. Post kids, I had gained 45 pounds with my first child. I had knee pain. I had plantar fasciitis. Every step I took, I felt like I was stepping on broken glass. And I kept thinking there must be a lot of broken glass in my house until I finally went to orthopedics and they were like, there's no broken glass. That's called plantar fasciitis. Let's fix you. Take an NSAID that they told me for 24 hours, 7 to 10 days in a row, and you'll be all better. And so I listened and I took it. And by the 10th day, I couldn't eat. Every time I ate, I had stomach aches. And I thought, oh, you solved my problem, but you caused a new problem. Like, what am I supposed to do for my gut now? Don't you realize I've always had gut issues? I can't just do everything that I'm told. And that's when I realized orthopedics is the best place to start. Because when we're in pain, we're going to take something. But I don't want that something to have a new price to it. And so I have been in this journey of I sourced the most potent curcumin I could find. My factory was like, you are crazy. No one can use this expensive of an ingredient. I was like, try me. I'm trying to prove my point. And if I can prove my point, I'll figure out that number business stuff later. And I've met with my supplier and I understand we push for a proportion that mimics plants in nature and is standardized above 95%. We're usually between 97 and 98%. So we land at the standard, as opposed to synthetically pushing something to reach the standard, but you're never in the correct proportions. And so you affect bioavailability and absorption. So that's a really complicated way to say there's a good way to do things and there's a cheating way to do things. And you will get to the goal, but you won't benefit humanity. And so my goal is very much, how can all of Western medicine, when they say you're inflamed, offer you an adjunct solution that they trust? Because doctors usually don't trust supplements based on quality. They don't know what it's going to do in the body. Thankfully, turmeric is known and trusted with a lot of science right now. And so what I do is I make it in the United States, third-party tested, every level of testing I can find so that it's trustworthy and then used. And that's kind of the mountain and Everest I've picked in this life.
Wow. Very, very cool. Thank you so much for sharing that. Interesting fact, as I was going through this research and as you were actually even going through where you had to go through a whole bunch of NSAIDs, whether it be like Aleve or like even any of the prescription ones, and you couldn't eat, like your stomach and digestive tract was truly impacted. Interestingly enough, a lot of NSAIDs will actually address, they're called TOX2 inhibitors, which are enzymes that happen in our body. One of the research articles that I actually stumbled across, I was looking, especially from a pain standpoint, when we talk about something like nerve pain, specifically sciatica in this episode, throughout my journey, I was looking at, all right, well, in traditional Chinese medicine, you're looking at the meridians, and oftentimes the meridians tracked by traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture follow the same nerve route that sciatica goes through. And so it made me think, is there a term in Ayurvedic medicine that actually would cover a condition like sciatica? And so what's interesting is throughout my research, there was this term, grid rasi, which I'm pretty sure that I'm actually mispronouncing it. But in Ayurveda, grid rasi or sciatica is actually considered as one of the important vata vyadi, which was like neurological disorders, right? And so what's really interesting is that it's especially in the physical medicine, physical therapy standpoint, when we're looking at irritation of the nervous system, it makes me think, all right, well, what other inflammatory things are happening? Yes, something like perhaps, a lot of orthopedists will actually recommend an NSAID or a prescription strength anti-inflammatory because it actually does act upon that. And what was really interesting before this episode, I said, well, how does turmeric actually address neuropathic pain? And it talked about curcumin. And one of the articles, and I'm actually going to put these articles in quotes into the show notes today, but pretty much one of the articles said, these results indicated that curcumin exerted a therapeutic role in neuropathic pain by downregulating P300/CBP-HAT activity mediated gene expression of BDNF and COX-2. So it actually does, I mean, the NSAIDs do play a very similar role of what's already happening in nature with the use of turmeric. So it just continues to support how beneficial using something like turmeric or even the specifically the curcumin extract, which is really key. And I'm glad that you were able to supply it and get it, because you're absolutely right. Like when you eat an orange, right, you're not going to be able to get 500 milligrams of vitamin C. There's only 3% in the turmeric plant that actually is the useful extracting compound, which means that in order for you to get that, say, therapeutic dose of curcumin, you're going to have to eat a ton of fresh turmeric, which, I mean, turmeric itself is a pretty earthy in flavor, right? And so it would actually end up being kind of like a chore. So to turn into a spice to add to sauces, curries, or even just take it as an extract is very, very cool.
Right. Yeah. You would never consume turmeric in the right proportion. Like even in my household, it would ruin the food to eat turmeric in the right amount to get that 3% out of it to be therapeutic. And you're right. You know, the neuropathic pain, turmeric does improve it because it improves our mitochondrial function in the spinal cord, and amygdala, and it suppresses that glial activation. So curcumin can do so much for neuropathic pain. And it always surprises me. Like every time I'm on a different podcast, I research for that specific issue. So I researched on sciatica because I was like, well, you know, I get it. I can understand a topic globally, but I want to drill down into it. So curcumin helps with neuropathic pain, which is amazing. All the other herbs that address inflammation from an Ayurvedic perspective can also support with that. So we have other herbs like guduchi, boswellia, dry ginger, amla. So I created a formulation called Inflammation Relief that has all of the herbs in a synergistic effect that work like a symphony, because there's the modern science approach. I made one called Turmeric Gold. That's a very modern approach. And then Inflammation Relief is the ancient Ayurvedic approach. And then the other thing you mentioned is it's a vata imbalance. And so in Ayurveda, we have this concept called the mind-body constitutions or doshas. And I have a dosha quiz on my website. But basically, this concept of doshas is vata, pitta, and kapha are the three dominating doshas. And they're made up of the elements, air and ether for vata, fire and water for pitta, and kapha is earth and water. And so the fact that neuropathic pain is a vata imbalance because it's this movement in the body, it's air, and it's pain that's running down an entire channel of the body, implies and means that balancing vata in the body will support reducing that pain. And I find that so interesting because over 90% of us here in the West can tend to have a vata imbalance. Why? Because just by the nature of modern day society, things running so fast, social media, the pressures of the modern day lifestyle and culture the way it is, are causing vata imbalances. It's causing the mind to be overwhelmed, causing anxiety, causing us to have disrupted sleep, disrupted gut, and those kinds of things. So the homework for a vata person or a vata imbalance is eat 3 grounding meals a day. Focus on sleep, invest in good sleep, whether you have to use sleep gummies, sleep teas, sleep tools, whatever those are. And one big one is self-care. So out of the self-care rituals, I teach a self-care ritual called Abhyang massage. And so if you have the sciatica type pain with the lower back pain and pain down the leg and different things like this, Abhyang massage means putting down a towel, warming up any food grade organic oil, and doing a self-massage of the body from the feet all the way up to the neck. And you can especially lovingly give this oil in any of those problem areas where the body's got that tension and has that pain and has that fatigue. And Abhyang massage is so grounding, and it's such a gift of oiliation to your joints and to the tissues of the body. It can be a re-nourishment and a re-gifting of good, healthy oils and oiliation to the body. Grounding, it'll give you much better sleep. And then we're going to support inflammation overall. So we have a lot of things, like I mentioned in Ayurveda, not just the turmeric. I love solving the problem with turmeric first. I'm like, let's get down the inflammation and win. But then let's move into, okay, I got you feeling a little better. Let's shift the lifestyle too and get to that place of wholeness and feeling really good again.
I love that. I'm going to, before we talk a little more about that wholeness, because I'm 100% on board with that. I'm also going to piggyback off of the Vata, which is also like air. And one of the things that I've noticed, especially with people who are dealing with pain, especially out here in the US, is we're like not the most efficient breathers, especially with how fast our life goes. You'll notice a lot of people who are mouth breathing or chest breathing or shoulder breathing. And one of the techniques that I'll actually work with the clients that I work with is if I notice that there are a bunch of muscles that are tight and we try to release them, but then they get back and tight again. One of the things I'll look at is to say, how is your breathing? And so doing a very simple, take a big inhale and an exhale and kind of see like what is moving. And oftentimes a lot of people will actually elevate up at the chest before they take a deep breath. But the reality and what we need to do is actually when we take a big breath is we need to have our abdomen expand. We need to have our diaphragm descend, which means that your belly does kind of come out a little bit. And in the world of such vanity and like the Instagram and social media six pack abs, everyone's kind of sucking in their gut, which means that they're not properly breathing. And when you combine that with pain, yeah, it becomes extremely challenging to actually bring down all that inflammation. And so I'm so glad that you brought up that aspect of it, because from even just like from a simple air transference, there was this book called Breath written by James Nestor. It's a yellow book, fantastic book. I think he's actually from Marin County, California. And he talked about the majority of us will say in America, we are hyperventilated, which means that there's too much air kind of moving through our body, but we're not oxygenating it enough because of our poor breathing mechanics and just how quickly and how fast that we're breathing. So that's just to keep of note. And yeah, just wanted to piggyback off of that. And but yeah, if let's talk a little bit more about like the whole body, right? So your turmeric, you have your I mean, I think based on what you're telling me, like, yes, they're a supplement, but they're actually bigger than a supplement. They actually provide a lot more help than that. And so in my eyes, like the supplements are used to really put out the fires, right? Like to calm things down. But the whole person, the whole body, whole lifestyle, we're actually looking at who is that person who's throwing the cigarette butts into the dry leaves of our lives. Right. And so talk to us a little bit more about that kind of like whole body approach to ensure that one, fires are put out, but then also number two, we're not sparking more in the future.
Absolutely. So it's interesting. Ayurveda is an entire system of health, healing, and medicine. And under that umbrella, I teach and I do Ayurveda consultations and I have a 6-week program, but within it, I teach about your dosha or your individual mind body constitution. And I touched on that, but understanding your constitution is key to understanding how to stay in balance. Then we teach about the circadian clock, circadian rhythm. So circadian rhythm is becoming really famous right now. It's like the trending topic in the health and wellness world. Ayurveda taught us its existence 5,000 years ago. So Ayurveda teaches us the importance of living in rhythm with nature, and that when we live out of sync with nature, that's why we're out of sync with our health. Then I teach a lot about diet. Ayurvedic diet is one of whole nourishment and balance and diversity. It's not about living on like, I don't know, just meat or something really narrow. We're about eating a whole diet that makes you feel like a whole healthy person. Then we teach about gut health and the gut digestive fire being this campfire and being the center of all health. So because Ayurveda taught that gut health is all health, it's your brain health, your mental health, gut fire is your metabolism and everything else. We actually have a lot of tools for gut health protocols, clearing the gut, all those things, and building a healthier metabolism and fire. Then we teach about detoxing. Detoxing is key. And with sciatica, detoxing is also key because sometimes we have these accumulations in the body and we don't have everything flowing properly. And that congestion or that vata imbalance is going to cause and contribute to that neuropathic pain. And so shifting out of being imbalanced and instead being clean and cleared, less inflamed, lymphatic system moving well, all of a sudden the body is more supported. And then finally, we teach the Ayurvedic self-care rituals called Dinacharya, the daily self-care rituals that help you build a rhythm, but also help you detox gently. And so two of the simple ones that I love, I mentioned Abhyang. There's also dry brushing that you can do before Abhyang, which is just taking a dry brush and moving along You do long strokes on the limbs and you go in circular motions on the joints. And you start with the feet working up towards the neck. So that's also a beautiful practice before Abhyang, before bed. And then in the morning, we love teaching things like using a copper tongue scraper or doing oil pulling. So a copper tongue scraper is just gently scraping the tongue 7 to 14 times. That's going to clear all the organs of the body. So just like in reflexology, in Chinese medicine, they teach that all the organs of the body are reflected on the body of the bottom of the feet, in the same way we teach that they're reflected on the tongue. And so you're going to gently detox, massage all the organs of the body, and improve gut health, like improve gut digestive fire by scraping the tongue in the morning. And that cleaning of oral health supports gut microbiome because there's an oral microbiome. And then the second piece of that is oil pulling. Oil pulling just means take any food grade oil, coconut oil, any organic oil, put it in the mouth 2 tablespoons for about 5 to 20 minutes. And that also is going to clear oral microbiome, which clears gut microbiome. Make sure you, when you spit that out, you spit it in the trash can, not the toilet sink or shower, or you'll clog the pipes of your home. But you're going to swish it through your teeth and your gums and just accumulate all that toxin buildup that happens here. And when you spit it out, again, oral microbiome is gut microbiome. And if our gut health is off, we're going to be more inflamed. So my point here is all the systems are intertwined. Everything is interconnected. When we're talking sciatic pain, we're not saying, oh, that's just one pain there. I laugh sometimes because when I irritate something at the gym, I'm like, oh, it'll go away. It'll go away. And we spoke about this. When it doesn't go away, I'm like, what are you not doing systemically to be supported to clear a problem? And what is the reasoning behind that? What do you need to shift? And so if we can bring that systemic approach to our health and understand that inflammation is a root cause issue and gut health, sleep, and all these things are the factors affecting it, then we can create the shift that we want and build that vibrant health that we want. Because Ayurveda's whole goal is bringing body, mind, and spirit into alignment. And so to bring ourselves into alignment, to me, also means vibrational alignment, which is what helps us live this life that we want to live, live out our dharma, our purpose, everything that we're here and meant to do.
And so, you know, we have this with this whole body approach, which I really appreciate because I think, especially in westernized medicine, and there is a huge place for westernized medicine. I'm a huge believer in it. But the challenge is the fact that we have such subspecialties. And the challenge with those subspecialties is oftentimes, it's actually majority of the time, just because of the way the administrative system is like, those subspecialties don't have an opportunity to communicate with each other. And even just like an example, listeners, if you've been through any doctor's office, you probably had to fill out the same paperwork over and over again. And the doctor asks you the same questions. More often than not, that happens because of the fact that those doctors, those offices, even physical therapy clinics, don't have the same communication system. Like there's multiple electric health records that are out there, which means that those electronic health records are just local to that specific provider, which means that every single time you see a different provider, they're asking you the same questions. What I really like about something like Ayurveda, even Eastern medicine, is being able to see how does everything kind of work in full. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to have experts like Dr. Shivani here to be able to show you, okay, yes, I myself as a physical therapist, we're looking at movement, how your body is functioning. Yes, we're going to be looking at these various different specific body parts that could be influencing their pain. But from a systemic aspect, from a lifestyle aspect, how can we actually make those changes? And so listeners, if you've been going through this pain and you haven't actually had the opportunity to look at, well, what's the rest of my life? Like what's my life looking like right now? See, are there any contributing factors to the pain? Or search for people like Dr. Shivani to be able to help you get a better view of what's going on, which then actually brings me up to some actionable tips that I want to ask you, Dr. Shivani. Now, throughout this episode, we talked about the value of Ayurvedic medicine and also just looking at your body as a whole. And also like the powerful aspects of turmeric and curcumin specifically. From everything that we've talked about today, can we boil down to 3 specific action steps that people can take to take care of themselves so then that way they're even one step closer to feeling better?
Absolutely. My order for that would be 1, take your turmeric. Why? Because oftentimes when we are practitioners, we want people to take a lot of action. But as someone who's been in pain, I'm not taking action if I'm in pain. So I want you to get me out of pain first, and then we can have all those action steps that come after. So to me, taking turmeric gold or inflammation relief or any turmeric that you trust that's high quality at the right dosage and potency is step one, because turmeric, ginger, any of these super spices is a very powerful way to get inflammation down. My step two is address sleep. Most of us think we sleep well, and we don't. If you measure your sleep and track your sleep, you might be able to double the amount of deep sleep you get, which is the really healing deep sleep that's going to impact your inflammation. And also on the circadian clock, sleeping 10 to 2 is really important for good sleep. So moving your sleep time up, making sure you're getting high quality sleep is your best bet to clear systemic inflammation, which will then let the body be in homeostasis and heal anything it needs to heal. And then step three would be build a rhythm in your life, a circadian rhythm that's good for you. Oftentimes we get in different modes. I think of it like a car. Like sometimes I'm in fifth gear, sometimes I'm in like sixth gear, going way too fast and losing control of life. Or I can step back into fourth gear and be consistent, moving my body, walking every evening, lifting weight, eating healthy and clean. And so that rhythm that we have the ability to build using self-care, using different habits. I have a little habit called tea time is me time. And that's my anchor point 5 times a day to check in and say, hey, have you taken your supplements? Have you hydrated? How do you feel? Whatever you use to build your rhythm can be the best thing you do in your life that can support you in building this vibrant health, this rhythm that allows you to do self-care and take care of yourself at the level that you deserve.
Awesome. Great. Very focused, very targeted action steps. I think it's very easy to follow as well. And I think a lot of times we look at action and we don't take it because either one, that we're in pain, or number two, it just seems extremely impossible, or it seems oversimplified, right? And but for the most part, the reason why we make some of these most simplified action steps and tips is because they truly work. You don't necessarily need to do like the super crazy like cold plunges and everything like that. I mean, you can absolutely do cold plunges and all that other stuff, but we have to be able to ensure that we're sleeping right, we're eating well, and we're actually having a good solid balance. Dr. Shivani, this has been all fantastic. And for the listeners who want to hear more about your company and your products, tell us a little bit more about how we can actually access and see more.
Perfect. So my website is my name, ShivaniGupta.com, ShivaniGupta. And on there, I have my dosha quiz, my inflammation guide, my 7-day inflammation challenge, a cookbook, all sorts of fun things. And I'm at Dr.ShivaniGupta on Instagram and all the social channels. And then my supplement company, which has teas and the supplements for sleep and inflammation, is Fusionary Formulas, FUSIONARY, formulas.com. And we are that name on all the social channels. And I made a special code for your audience. Sciatica will give them 15% off on their order. And then I have the Fusionary Health Podcast, where I interview amazing practitioners like you who can help us build our health each and every day. So thank you so much for having me on the podcast. This has been so fun, and I hope this helps your audience learn Ayurveda and learn a new approach to their health.
Love it. Dr. Shivani, thank you so much. Listeners, if you didn't get a chance to write that down, I'm actually going to be putting that into the show notes in addition to all the research that we put in to this episode. Dr. Shivani, it's been a pleasure. I learned a lot, and I'm sure that the listeners have learned a lot as well. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you got some help from today's podcast. And for more info, check us out at ifixyoursciatica.com. Have a fantastic and pain-free day. No patient-therapist relationship is formed by listening to this podcast. We are not providing medical advice, and all information should be confirmed by a medical provider.